Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, before I get into our new teaching, which will be Made Unto Sanctification, I would like to finish last week's teaching with just a few more thoughts that the Lord gave me last week. You know, for the last 2,024 plus years, professing Christians and some believers I know have created one form of religion after another and stapled the name of Jesus Christ to it. Roman Catholicism is a big example of that, but don't blame the Catholics alone. The Protestants have done the same. Religion has created an entire priesthood and ministry. It has created laws and principles and religious rituals and belief systems. We have built our temples and our churches and our synagogues, yet God will not, repeat, not inhabit any house made with hands. He inhabits only people through Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. God only inhabits people through Jesus Christ. So, what is the solution to all of this? Well, it's certainly not to find a better way to do church. Oh, no. And not to read the book of Acts and try to create from it a template to follow. Oh, no. The answer, the solution to all of this huge mess that we've created is to get back to the foundation. And that is the person of Jesus Christ. Not just to the, you know, theological Christ. Oh, no. But we have to get back to the essence of Christianity, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. We have to get back to the fact that if we are in Christ, that we are birthed from above as new creatures, that all of this old stuff is passed over, and all things are new, and from above in Christ, and that all things pertain to this new creature, are out from God as the source. We have to learn Christ, allowing God to form Christ in us, Galatians 4:19. We must renounce and forsake that old nature as the source for anything in our life. And this is the will of God for us, my friend. It is not what He births in us, and it is all that He is going to do. Let me say that again. It is what He births in us, and it is all that He is going to do for us. Wow. How much said here at the end. Amen. Okay, let's go ahead and move into our new teaching, Made Unto Sanctification. As I said in the past, most Christians and some believers I know nothing about how we are saved. And worse, most do not even want to know. That's right. They know nothing about how we stay saved and why. Most Christians and some believers I know are totally ignorant to the things of God. Well, maybe that is why, in spite of their profession of faith, there is no godly fruit and satisfaction, no commitment or dedication in their lives to the point that where you would have to question if they were really saved. Now, many people say, Dave, you can't judge someone's heart. Well, to this I would say camel cookies. It is easy to judge a heart. All you have to do is listen to what and maybe what is not coming out of their mouth. In Luke 6:45, Jesus said this, "A good man out of the good treasures," when that would be Christ in us, "bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For now listen, for of the abundance of the heart, have it be good or evil, his mouth speaketh." But all I have to do is just listen to what is or what is not coming out of your mouth. Then we can judge those words, and if they are godly or if they are truth, or are they unrighteous, or are they unholy, or are they ungodly. If so, then we must separate ourselves from them, or we can get caught up in their ungodliness. You know, 128 times in the King James Version of the Bible it reads, "Take heed. If not, we will be deceived and get off track, and maybe to the demise of our eternal soul." So with that said, let us get into Made Unto Sanctification. In 1 Corinthians 1:30, Paul writes, "But of Him," that would be Christ, "are you in Christ Jesus, who of God or has been made that way unto wisdom. Now listen, Christ has been made to us as wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification and redemption. So, what is sanctification? Well, that's pretty easy. We just read it. Sanctification is Christ in us. Christ being seen in us and through out to the world. Amen? Contrast this with the common misunderstanding that sanctification is being made to look and act like Jesus. Note the tremendous distinction between the truth and the error on this issue. If sanctification is me becoming made to look like Jesus, then God must do something to change me. He must act upon me somehow. Take my, my mind, my body, and my spirit, whatever I have to offer in my human makeup and mold and fashion it into the likeness of Jesus Christ. But oh no, my friend, sanctification is Christ who is in me. Let me say that again. Sanctification is Christ who is in me, being made manifest through me. And then the task is for us to decrease so that he might increase. Wow. The work of the cross of Christ is not to change us. Oh no. The work of the cross of Christ is to crucify us so that Christ might be seen. Most people who think that Christ has come to make us look like Jesus do not realize that this is never ever taught in the Bible nowhere. They do not realize the ramifications of such error. Jesus did not come to affirm or enhance or improve upon what we are as the old creature in Adam. Oh no. Jesus did not come to bring the Adamic life back to life and doing so kind of sort of decorated us with some Christ-like qualities. Oh no. He came. Jesus came to die so that we could also die and so that we could be set free from that old creation, that old creature, and all that we are in Adam. Jesus came to give us life, John 10 and 10. He came to give us the life of God. Jesus came to bring an end to the old creature in Adam so that we could be born from above, or that new creature in Christ Jesus. Jesus came to give us life. Wow. This is what we are signing up for when we get saved, a new creature in Christ. Not fixing up the old nature, oh no. But sadly, most Christians, and even some believers I know, do not know why or even how and how they are saved. And most Christians go after salvation for selfish reasons. Let me say that again. Most Christians go after salvation for selfish reasons. Not because they see the love that Christ had for us or why he would lay his life down for us. Most Christians, they go after salvation to see what they could get from God or to soften their life on this earthly existence. But the biggest reason is fire insurance or a get out of jail hell card that is free. And that is why their conversions do not last. But maybe the music in the moment caused them to get all emotional, but there was no reality or there was no thought to the heart of their actions. So that spur of the moment decision, or maybe it was the conviction of the Holy Spirit, I don't know. But when the heart but when the heat is off, we know, and these type of decisions, there goes that relationship. Oh no, my friend, we must understand what we are doing when we give our heart to the Lord. We must come to the reality what sin has wrought in each and every relationship. We have to see our selfishness, our self-seeking, that ungodly nature that we have, and how it corrupts our ability to walk with God and his children. We must get a crystal clear and precise picture of who we are, a part of Christ. We may even cry and feel bad about that. But we will know in our heart that we need a Savior who can save our soul. If this is not your experience, my friend, if this is not your experience, you may not be saved. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Trusting and praying you have a tremendous week. more next week on Made Unto Sanctification. Amen.